George Washington was America's first president and is often referred to as the country's founding father. He oversaw the birth of the nation and was a man of many accomplishments. Stacy Stevens is lead docent at George Washington's Mount Vernon.
Great quality that General Washington had was leadership. He led by example. So in terms of the Continental Army, I think his leadership was something that caused people who were in the direst straits, these soldiers who literally, and we think of it as cliche, but literally you knew where the soldiers had walked in the snow because they had no boots, but they would follow General Washington. He inspired that leadership.
Stevens says Washington's leadership skills were crucial for a nation still in its infancy.
The steady hand and leadership he gave through those very difficult times, he was a good leader. He was the balance. He was the one, I think, indispensable man, as one historian said, the one person who could hold it together.
Washington served two terms as president from 1789 to 1797, and although he might have been elected to serve for as long as he lived, it was his choice to serve for only two terms.
He, like others, the founding fathers, feared the idea of some sort of perhaps monarchy or someone taking over the government.
When he left office, Washington returned to private life and his beloved home, Mount Vernon, where he lived until his death. He took great pride in his property, and to make it run most efficiently, he incorporated the latest methods and innovations.
He would brush up on the latest farming techniques, and then he'd implement them. For example, he had a 7-year crop rotation plan, when many times people would have three.
Washington did have over 300 slaves at Mount Vernon, but he came to understand the injustice of slavery and made sure his slaves would be provided for after the death of his wife, Martha.
In his last will and testament, he frees the slaves whom he owns outright upon Mrs. Washington's death. And what he does is he provides educational money so that the young ones who can't read and write and don't have the means to do so are able to do so, and pensions for the elderly and disabled.
In December of 1799, Washington was caught in a winter storm while riding a horse at Mount Vernon and became seriously ill. It was that illness that took his life in just days. At the time, people referred to Washington as first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen, a sentiment that remains true to this day. Jeff Foyer for VOA News.